be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children once again. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. No matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, my friends. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real, and I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up.
Whoa.
Just that faith, my friends, just that faith of a grain of mustard seed can bring you through. Sure. As we read through the Bible and seen how Jesus had walked the land, he also sat in that desert. Being tempted like some of us out here have been tempted throughout life. And we have to keep that spirit with us to be able to overcome situations that you never thought you'd see in your life. Get your pencils and paper ready. Write down the mailing address here in Atlanta. Write down the telephone number. Call me today. Yes, you, my friends, that have that situation into your home to where you and your mate are not getting along. Yes, you that have that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, that diabetes. Yes, you that want to grow hair on your head or even have a problem with your nature on vacation. That pain in your body, you can't stand up and cook a good meal for Sunday, can you? I'll show you, my friends, how they used to do it in the days of old. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. Back then, my friend, there used to be someone on the farm there that can put a croaker sack across their back, go off into the woods and pick up all kind of stuff, come back, wash it off, rinse it off, then sit it down and boil it and strain it so that they can get back in the fields the next day, my friend. Telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. Yes, my friends, we've had herbal remedies for a long time. That arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, my friends, I'll show you, my friends, better than I can tell you. Telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own address. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me a prayer prosperity package. You might want to dress around your home and pray over your own home without anyone else there but you. You might have enemies throwing those stones and hiding their hands. You might have financial problems that are out of hand. You might have a problem where there's no peace, nowhere you are, even on that job to where you go make your daily bread. Telephone number, friends, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, you, my friends, that are going through sickness in your body and have been to the doctor. Oh, good Lord. And the doctor's still running those tests all that time. But you're saying to yourself, you know what a pain is. What can you do to stop it? Medicine cabinet so full you can't even put a toothbrush up there. Friends, I know that God is real. And if you have just that faith, my friends, you too can come through. Write down that telephone number once again. That's 404-212-2444. No matter what you're facing, no matter where you have been in the past, no matter what situation is coming right there in your path, those stumbling blocks that others have thrown in front of you and still doing it, my friends. Yes, you that want that loved one back, that husband, that girlfriend, that boyfriend, that wife. and you know someone has broken your home up, I want you to write down that number. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get that pencil, get that paper ready, friends. Write it down. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Again, that's 404-212-2444.
Your husband, your mate, is that right?
Right.
And you called me, and you told me that you had a problem.
Right.
What was that problem?
He was on drugs and drinking, aggravated me, arguing with me all the time, but now he has stopped.
Stopped, huh?
Yes.
Fussing and fighting?
Yes.
Just because you took with the package that I sent you.
Right.
And you have peace in your home.
Right, it helped it.
It helped.
Yes, it
now,
did.
Now, before, you was telling me that at a certain time of the week, he would stay gone for 3 or 4 days.
Yes, he done stopped that.
He stopped that?
He stopped that. He's been home with me every night.
Every night, huh?
Yes.
Doing just what you need.
Yes.
I guess that's the reason you called me.
Yes.
All right. Tell me something now. Would you suggest anyone else that had a problem in their home to call me?
Yes, I would. You're very good.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. You know, I never pat myself on the back. I like for other people to do it for me.
Well, you are. That's the truth. I didn't think it was going to work, but it did.
Oh, my God. Now, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. My friends, when you send that prayer request in the mail, you write down everything that you're praying over, every situation that you're facing. Remember to include your own mailing address and telephone number if you wish for us to call you back. Whatever donation you send towards the ministry, my friends, oh, good God, you send it from your heart. For if it's not from your heart, friends, there's nothing anyone can do with it, not even yourself. Again, my friends, write down that mailing address. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory. That's G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Oh, my God. My friends, I'm going to ask that you join us right now for just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone that you don't even know that's having the same troubles that you're having. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes. Lay your hands on that radio. Let's feel the skies right now, my friends, with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Join us, my friend. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hand. Lay your hand on that Bible just for a minute, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ in your heart.
Lord, Pray for me.
Because we all need is one. Yeah, we're just gonna pray. We're gonna raise our hands real high.
Oh my God, my God. Yes, my friends, here on this Easter Sunday, Good Friday weekend, we are asking that you, my friends that are in need, you, my friends that have situations around you, that keep that prayer in your heart, my friends. Keep that Spirit of God within you. Now, my friends, write down that mailing address. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Oh, my God. My friends, our time is running down. I'm going to ask that you, my friends, write down that mailing address and telephone number. Again, that telephone number is area code 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial us right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, my friends, if you have just that faith, you too can come through. Situation can be turned around. Just that faith, my friend. Again, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, my friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's gone, after it's out of your sight, after it's way on back down the road, is something else to get right back there where you were. Again, friends, that telephone number, 404-212-2444. When you call, my friends, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Whether it's for sickness in your body, whether it's for enemy dropping it down, whether you're dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo, and voodoo, and you want to pray it away, whether you have a problem right now holding on to what you've acquired throughout life, whether right now there's a court case pending and it seems unwinnable. Yes, you that are looking for peace, prosperity, and success in your very own home, you call me, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, that telephone number, 404-212-2444.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heart full of gratitude. Thank you for the gift of life and for the countless blessings you have bestowed upon our lives, both seen and unseen. Father God, thank you for the endless love, mercy, and faithfulness that surround us each day. Father God, we are grateful for our family, our friends, and the people who lift us up daily. Father God, thank you for providing for every one of our needs, protecting us, and guiding our footsteps. Above all, Father God, we thank you for the gift of life, the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the hope of eternal life. Now, God, we thank you not only for the good times, but also for the challenges that have shaped our faith and drawn us closer to you. Father God, help us to maintain an attitude of gratitude in all circumstances. Father God, may our life, our words, and our actions reflect your love and praise. And we give you all the honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you please turn it to the book of Genesis? The 17th chapter and the 16th verse. Genesis 17 and 16. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it says, I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of prophets will come from her. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is far and beyond. Far and beyond. You see, Genesis 17 and 16 signifies God's promise to make Sarah the matriarch of nations, the mother of nations, reversing her barrenness through a miraculous divine blessing. It establishes that the covenant heir, which is Isaac, would be born specifically through her, not just Abraham. And this will elevate her status from Sarai, which means my princess, to Sarah, which means princess. So we're going to look at the key aspects and the meaning of Genesis 17 and 16. Number one, it is known as a divine blessing and also a reversal. It's a blessing because God promises to bless Sarah, directly turning a situation of humanly impossible barrenness into a miracle of new life. Despite of her getting Hagar, her maiden, allowing Abraham to sleep with her to bear a child because she couldn't wait. She was too eager. So God also, despite of her mess up, despite of her disobedience, it still was a divine blessing and a reversal. Next thing, it was a promise fulfilled. You see, this verse confirms that the promised heir, which is Isaac, would be the child of both Abraham and Sarah. Like the Holy Ghost said, correcting their previous attempt to fulfill the promise through Hagar. Even though they couldn't wait on God, they went ahead of God. God still kept his promise. And that's how we are today. Even though we act like we can't wait on God, we need to go ahead of God because we thinking God is taking too long. And we mess up the divine plan that God has in motion. But still, yet, he is a God of grace. He is a forgiving God. He is a loving God. He will still bless us with the promise he had already established. In other words, he's not going to take back what he said. So another thing is, she became a mother of nations. Sarah is designated to be the mother of multiple nations, including the royal line leading to Jesus. She was the mother of nations. There was a promise. Another one is the covenant equality. Covenant equality. So this passage emphasized that the covenant, which requires the sign of circumcision, mentioned in Genesis 17, 10 through 14, is equally dependent on Sarah's, not just Abraham's participation, but Sarah's too. Covenant equality. They both had to come in agreement. My God. Another one is God's sovereignty. It highlights that the covenant rests on God's invincible word rather than human effort, as both Sarah and Abraham were well beyond childbearing age. It was God sovereign. Even though we mess up, we still serve a sovereign God, because he goes far and beyond our limitations. The thing about God concerning us, he doesn't see any limitation on us. If God gives us an assignment to do, and we feel ill will, like I can't do it, God would have never placed it in your hands if he thought you wasn't able to fulfill what he has told you to do. But the thing is, whatever God tell you to do, we have to learn to give it back to God so God can teach us how to handle it. Because if we dive right into it, my God, we're going to mess it up every time. Just like when we go to God in prayer. Like the word of God say, we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit make it intercession with groanings that cannot be uttered. Sometimes our emotions be so overwhelming until we don't know what to say. And I thank God for that, because when we don't know what to say, we are overwhelmed. The Spirit knows all things. So the Spirit is going to pray for me. The Spirit is going to come up. The Spirit is going to allow it to come out through my mouth. I don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit knows what to pray for. So in that aspect, I'm a yield to the Spirit. I'm a yield, even though I am full of emotions. I'm hurting and crying. I'm just going to lay in his presence. Because God knows every hurt. He knows our heart. He knows our weak. God knows everything about us. And another thing, God loves to do things far and beyond what we can accomplish. So, in all essence, this verse serves as a crucial point in the Abrahamic covenant, ensuring the lineage of the promised seed, and illustrates God's faithfulness in fulfilling promises despite impossible circumstances. You see, God promised to bless our seed and our seed. See, let me tell you something. Whatever you do affects your seed. How you handle yourself affects your seed. It goes down in your lineage. You have generational blessings as well as generational curses. You don't go around and say, well, my mama did it, my daddy did it. Divorce is known in the family. Sickness, this type of sickness is known in the family. No, you have the authority. You have the power to destroy that generational curse. Don't you know there are generational curses from your ancestors that is in your bloodline? Come on here, somebody. And you have the authority to destroy it. So in Sarah's case, at the age of 89, having been barren all this time, she was promised to not only give Abraham a son, but that kings would come through her as well. Here, she was doubting. She was discouraged. She was thinking there was no way I can have a baby at my age. Here, she was putting herself in a place to where she can't come up. She didn't see what God sees. She didn't even trust him at that level. But God was saying, Sarah, you've been through disappointments, but you have something you can't see now that is bigger than you can imagine. You have nations that is going to be birthed, my God. You have kings that are going to come from you. You may have come through difficult years. Listen to the Holy Ghost well. Things haven't worked out for you, and now thoughts tell you that you'll never accomplish the dream, the vision will never come to pass, never meet the right person, never get well, never get healed, never be set free, never be delivered. Don't believe Satan lies. There are things you can't see right now that are shut up in your destiny. There is healing. There is promotion. There is children for the barren men and women. Businesses, abundance. And when I say men, you know, sometimes men have some personal issues to where they cannot have or to produce kids. I just wanted to clear that up. Praise God. And at the right time, as with Sarah, you're going to step into that destiny moment when God releases what's been shut up. It defies the odds and does what people can't explain. People of God, God is about to do what only he can do. Stop going to these psychics. Come on here, somebody. Stop going to the witch doctor. Stop going to the voodoo. Stop all that foolishness. And believe what God said is going to happen. God is about to do what only he can do. Only he can do. We are on a faith journey. Each and every day. You are living a life of testimony each and every day. You are a testament from somebody else. I say that all the time. Expect God to do far and beyond your expectations. Good God Almighty. Your expectations. He want to go far and beyond your expectations.